The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
RTE.ie. Now, Ireland's first alcohol-free bar is to be opened in Dublin, set up by Oisín Davis and friends, and it's called the Virgin Mary Bar. And Oisín is on the line. Afternoon, Oisín.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you, fella? You well?
Good, yes, yes. We were talking to Claire Pooley yesterday about the sober revolution. So you're part of it by doing this. Where's it going to be?
It's going to be on 54 Capel Street. We're opening in mid-February.
Right. And Absolutely no alcohol?
Well, we feel that there's a need for it now in Dublin. You know, we feel that there are enough people there in the city who are looking for an alternative to socialise with their friends, you know, during kind of pub hours, and who don't want to be confronted by alcohol or tempted by alcohol. You know, it's just a little small alternative to what's currently available in the city. So, you know, if people who don't drink want to hang out right now in Dublin after 4 or 5 o'clock, your options are very, very limited. The only things that you can actually do are hang out in largely multinational cafes, you know,
Starbucks,
that don't have the atmosphere that I think would be that's not friendly, you know.
Okay, so you're doing cocktails?
Yes, indeed.
So what would be the most popular non-alcoholic cocktail?
See, the reason why we called it the Virgin Mary is because the most popular non-alcoholic cocktail in the world is actually that.
So, oh, is it?
So that answers that one.
Right, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. So I'm working out now that that's a version of a Bloody Mary then, is it?
That's the Bloody Mary without the vodka.
Uh-huh, yeah. Right, okay. Give us some other names then of non-alcoholic cocktails.
Well, the thing is, how we kind of were inspired by it all is because even in Ireland, lots and lots of the cocktail bars that are out there right now have non-alcoholic cocktails, but they all tend to be in-house creations. So right. There wouldn't really necessarily be too many non-alcoholic cocktails that you would find across the board in other countries, apart from, say, the Bloody Mary, you know?
Yeah.
But there's lots of bars, even in Ireland, that have have their own non-alcoholic cocktails that they make themselves. You know, I was just in Cask the other day in Cork. They have a couple of really good ones there. I was in the Blind Pig the week before that. They have one there. It was very nice. That's in Wicklow
Street. Do you drink yourself, Oisín?
I do. You know, I mean, the thing is, like, I go through periods where I may not drink. And I had noticed, though, that, you know, if I wanted to meet up with my mates and, you know, they're all going off in the pub, it's not particularly welcoming to people who aren't necessarily on the drink for that night. You know, it's not ideal, shall we say? You know,
here's the thing that I haven't encountered around the country, and maybe you'll be offering it. I don't know, a non-alcoholic draft beer.
We haven't found one yet
not
that we like.
Right, okay.
No, I tell you what, I have, you know, become an expert, I would say, on non-alcoholic drinks. Over the last couple of months, we've been researching them all. So we're going to be serving non-alcoholic beers, non-alcoholic wines, and then making up our own cocktails with products that are, you know, like non-alcoholic spirits. There has been one or two non-alcoholic beers that we've tried that we don't think we're going to do on tap.
Okay.
So if anyone out there, you know, has a good one, I'm certainly willing to chat with him, you know.
You're open for business. Okay, so middle of February, the Virgin Mary Bar, Capel Street in Dublin. Good luck with it, and I look forward to visiting it. Oisín, thanks very much.
Looking forward to having you down. Thanks for having me.